Blog Talk Radio.
And I really want to talk about the Constitution, all seven articles, as we zone into Black History Month. We're going to talk about the most outstanding, different kinds of things that you never heard about Black people. And I'd like to say, you know, I went ahead and made that investment, and now we can do, you know, up to 2 hours a night. So tonight, every night, we'll probably be doing our hour now instead of 30 minutes. So feel free to call in at 563-999-3011. Again, that's 563-999-3011, and I'd be more than happy to answer any of your questions about any of the things that we're talking about or anything that questions you may have about me. It's all good. And honestly and truly, I want to thank, since I've been back after what I looked at the last time I was really doing this on a regular basis, which was, what, 16, I think? Donald John Trump knocked me, I don't know, 16, a couple years ago. And I just want to thank everybody for whatever reason you listen. I truly want to thank you for listening, and you know, I enjoy doing this. I enjoy sharing my happiness with people, my knowledge with people, and just doing the best that I can, like I have my whole life to do, to take the talents that I've been given and to make people happy and to help. So I'd like to thank you for your listening, and you know, it's been crazy. You know, maybe people just need shit to do, I don't know. But a lot of people from not only America, from Canada, look, Canada, okay, I'm moving there. I need dual citizenship, okay? So I need you to tell me how I can do that. Because, you know, all I got to do is go away, up to Oregon, Washington, boom, ain't I there? Shit, I'm right there. That's not far. And they say Canada's the best place to raise a child. So, big ups to Canada. We've got them all at the Philippines, people all over the place listening. So I really want to thank you. So I've extended my listening or talking time to an hour. But this week, you know, let's talk about the Constitution. See, and I think, you know, I'm a nerd. I like learning. I'm into my natal chart. I don't know about you, but I would be looking up my natal. Look at your natal chart. Tells you your strengths, your weaknesses, your career paths, choice. It talk, you know what, as a matter of fact, you know, know, if you don't look too deep, because I looked at some shit today and just saying, what? I can do what? It's likely that what will happen? Oh, Jesus. I had to start pleading the blood of Jesus. But your natal chart, my natal chart told me I would probably have, because of the placement of one of the planets on my shit, I may have eye problems. Well, guess who's been wearing glasses since she was five? And so this shit I discovered today when I'm looking, okay, I got this at this degree. What? I can do what? I'm going to do what? I'm going to die how? Oh, shit. Let me, okay, we got to upgrade from the BB gun to a real one, maybe. I don't know. I don't. But God say, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you, smart ass. You want to know about everything? Well, I'm like, that's a little bit too much knowing, God. Now I have to start pleading the blood of Jesus. Okay? So, hey. All the leaders had signs in their chart. Hey, it is what it is. And I'd like to thank you for joining me and what we're going to focus on, because we are proud Americans. We're going to focus on this impeachment shit. He's guilty, okay? Let's just, why we need witnesses? If you've been watching it like I've been watching, he's guilty. And what's next? And Pence is guilty. Only people that ain't guilty is a Democrat, pretty much. Lindsey Graham, he must be guilty. They all guilty. And I love my country, and honestly, I think all Native Blacks, a.k.a. African Americans, I think we all inherently love this country, but just like all the shit that you ain't got no control over, you don't worry about, I think we don't worry about it because we ain't got no control over it. But I think, you know, if you were raised like me, proud Black people, you know, had making kids in the 50s, 60s, 70s. No 70s. 50s, 60s. I was born in 64 and I was there last. You were raised kind of different. You were raised to be proud to be Black. You were raised to be an upstanding kind of, you know, you didn't want to act like the N-word. Actually, your great-grandma, your mom, you didn't want to, you know, Negro is what we said. We didn't use the N-word, but I've evolved. I use the word nigga because I didn't give me that name. Somebody gave us that name to make us feel inferior. But, hey, I like it because, like I said, nigga can be a noun, verb, adjective, and adverb. I've used it in all ways. So I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be a Black American because I know, America won't tell you, but I know, and you should know too if you're a Black American. You are very responsible for the greatness of America. You are very responsible for the greatness of America. You are very responsible for the power of America. So that's why we're going to talk about the Constitution, because this nigga right here, this D. Trump, D.T. Trump, okay, D.T., D. Trump, he's fucking up the Constitution. He's fucking up the principles behind the Constitution. And see, like I was singing the preamble on last night, because, you know, I'm a little Rain Man-ish. So I was like, oh, I remember that song. I sang that shit all day yesterday. I sang from the Schoolhouse Rock. I sang the preamble all day. Because, yeah, we love our country. My generation, born in 1964, from parents, born in the, you know, my daddy was born in 12, my mama, no, wait, yeah. Daddy 12, mama 22, they was 10 years apart. I was the blood of proud Black Americans that raised proud, educated Black children. My parents even celebrated the 4th of July. I mean, big time celebrate the 4th of July. Family over, barbecue, everything. Daddy up at 6 barbecuing for the 4th of July. So I had black people unlike me in my generation. We didn't give a damn about it because were we still slaves? Wait a minute. Military daddy, so fought for the country. Military brothers fought for the country. Even nephews fought for the country. We proud black Americans. And so to see this idiot just do what he normally do in life, okay, he grabbing America's pussy right now. He got America by the pussy. Okay, this is an adult show. But this motherfucker Donald Trump got America by the pussy. But there is a God. And, you know, they're good white people in America, too. We didn't get free as slaves because of niggas or even just abolitionists. There was good white people out there that said this is wrong. We didn't get civil rights and Voting Rights Act and Amendment 13, 14, 15 just because niggas was out there working for niggas, right? There were good white people out there saying this is wrong. And today, Donald Trump isn't, he ain't getting impeached because of niggas and Mexicans or DACA ain't working because there's good white people saying this is wrong. Thank God for good white people. And hopefully those are the same good white people when this travesty is over will decide to give a nigga some reparations. Because in the good words of Thomas Jefferson, if there is a God, strictly talking about slavery and the repercussions thereof, if there is a God, we are going to pay for this. There is a God. We all know that. And maybe with the Donald Trumpism, and you letting a nigga like Donald Trump be your president right after you demean a good, upstanding black man that everybody loved, that actually got a Nobel Peace Prize, right? That you demeaned and you try to squash and shit, whatever. And what is this? This fool is 45? D. Trump, 45? Think. 44, from what history is saying, will go down in history, the black guy. Not that I'm giving him props for helping niggas, okay? I'm just saying he black. He'll go down in history as the most beloved American president. And then we hire this illegitimate, Russia hires him, basically, and Facebook. That's why Facebook needs to... As soon as we get a good, as soon as we get over this, we need to fix everything from Facebook to campaign finance to the Voting Rights Act and voter suppression and please let us have a tribunal on all this shit, Donald Trump and Stephen Miller. Oh. Wouldn't you love to see him brought up on some charges of civil rights abuses? Oh, my God. Black people Christmas. Because that's exactly what this administration is all about. At least our nigga Nixon, right, said, okay, you got me. I got to go. And then, you know, Clinton, that's when... See, the Clinton impeachment started the player-hating type, we just gonna fuck with you. Okay, just the other day, the cigars and young chicks, it happened. Now, here you go, lying. But this nigga, Donald Trump, he's a whole different beast. So thank God for the good white people of America. Not a black people problem. The black people did not say it again, did not vote in Donald Trump, except for that one nigga in South Carolina, I can't think of his name, who actually got me banned from my first Twitter account. My first Twitter account got it inactivated because whatever that black dude from South Carolina, whatever, I don't even know his name, I said something, and it said, I'm endangering people's lives. What? Me? What about Donald Trump? He the one with the babies in the cages. So we living in a crazy time. So the Constitution in America. See, and what we have to understand is, and when we go over the seven articles of the Constitution, it's really just like a broad document. It's not very specific into high crimes and misdemeanors. High crimes and misdemeanors, nigga, can be whatever the fuck you say it is. And in 2020, it's everything Donald Trump did. And back in Johnson's era, it was whatever that nigga did, 18, whatever. And then 20, if we last that long, if we can get rid of that Donald Trump-isms and whatever made him possible, then maybe we will be here in 22, whatever. But let's go over the Constitution. Let's talk about the Constitution. Because the Constitution... I mean, I wasn't here, but a whole bunch of my ancestors was finna be brought, or was here, was already here, right? Because we did all this shit, you know, we came over here, we got the, you know, we was doing all the slavery stuff, making America great again, right? Because we was over here working that land, producing those products that the world wanted, see? And so for, it just doesn't make sense. And when you think about it, if you sat and you thought about it, you would think, well, what did make America the greatest power on earth? How did America get so great to where it's the greatest power on earth that we're about to ruin because we let some idiot be in charge? Oh, well, when we first started, we went over there and we got some Africans and we got some free labor. Imagine if we could just get a whole bunch of motherfuckers just working for us for free. I mean, I'm a business owner. I would love, the closest thing I got to somebody working for free is grandkids that I can have work for $5 an hour. But nobody works for free. So the Constitution was an idea that these motherfuckers was bold enough to come up with that actually worked. It worked with the white people idea and the black people labor. That's pretty much what made America. And so, we're not going to think about the rightness or wrongness of the white people's idea, but enslaving the black labor and all that shit and all that, because we're going to talk about more of the logistics of slavery and all that old good shit in a couple of weeks. But the concept, if they could have only figured out how to do it with white slaves, right? How come you couldn't figure out how to do it with a whole bunch of white people? Let's see. There's a good reason for that, you strong African. Then who be mad at you? White country? You got you some white slaves. You worked in conjunction and you built a country. Oh, no. White people got you some black slaves and you built a country. We just weren't supposed to forget about that. You know, hey, you free. Hey, guess what? Guess what? You free. But what's that mean? Yeah. No, I'm not. Constitution in itself was a beautiful document, and we're going to go over every article of it between now and next week, the 31st. Seven articles, and then we've got the amendments. We're going to go over those, right? Because black people, you know the original Constitution left you out, right, of course. So we're going to go over that. But the idea of it, it was a beautiful document with a beautiful concept that America was an ideal, not, you know, it became a bunch of laws and shit, you know, as the idea expanded, right? But the idea was life, liberty, it's all in the preamble. We the people of the United States, we're united. See, that's a farce right there. Because if we thought we were united, get rid of the Electoral College. We all won. One man, one vote, and que sera, sera, niggas. Whatever will be, will be. So, a couple of things need to be changed after this Donald Trump travesty is over. That Electoral College bullshit needs to go. Okay, we're going to go over that and why that even exists. Why did they do it? Does it apply today? That the Electoral College is something like, we got microwaves, but you still wrapping your plate in aluminum foil and putting it in the oven at 225. That's the Electoral College. We don't need that shit no more. We got ways to do shit, better ways, more fair way, easier way, faster way. So the ideal of America as a concept was good. But just think, when it came to be, you were not part of it. You were the property part. So you weren't like the humans that they were talking about. You weren't part of the people of the United States. Okay, so the preamble itself kind of gives you the full, the synopsis of, this is the synopsis of America. And then Article 1 through 7 kind of breaks it down in general terms. So preamble is, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union. We're trying to form a more perfect union. We establish justice. We ensure domestic tranquility. We will provide for the common defense. We promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Our posterity, our generations after us. We do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. At that time, which included Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. So like I said yesterday, and that's all part of Article 7, where they give you some rules about each of those, and we'll go over those. And remember, these are our founding documents. We came over here and we said, hey, Indians, pow-pow, it belongs to us. Africans, you're next, get your ass over here. And now, let's make some rules for everybody that's white. All the blessings of liberty. So, let's take a break. Remember, we got an hour, so I can spit this for another 36 minutes. But I got a new song for y'all tonight because I got some new shit. And I'm going to play Acid Trumpet for you while we take a little break. We'll be back and we'll talk about the first article of the Constitution, which talks about the legislative powers. You got to know, to be a good American, to be a responsible American, you need to know America's rules and laws. Here we go. Acid Trumpet, brought to you by, I wrote it down, Kevin MacLeod and creativecommon.org. Let's go. Thank you. All right, all right. We're back, and this is Just As a Nigga, and this is your favorite nigga. This is your favorite nigga for life, Stacey Felicia Johnson. I don't like Felicia. I don't really know. I don't even remember my parents saying my middle name. So I can call myself what I want to. But what I know, when you translate Stacey Felicia, resurrection happy. My parents knew what they were calling me. I'm resurrection, and I'm very happy. And when we say resurrection, I really think in terms of me bringing to life all of the values that my parents instilled in me, bringing them to life for the world to understand. Because, my parents' parenting should have been a business. They should have been, you want, maybe not the siblings that like each other very much, but you want kids that will make sure they don't embarrass you when they grow up to be adults? We got you, Johnson Business Kids. We may not be shit together, but each one of my siblings are very accomplished, I must say. Although there's, out of the 10, I think I like maybe 3 of them, but that's okay. My parents, God bless their souls. 11 children? I had 3. There would have been 8. Woo, 8 more kids. Somebody at CPS would have had like maybe 4 of them. Who knows? God bless my parents. So they taught me to love my blackness, love to learn, love my country. And that's exactly how I've lived my life. And so I enjoy sharing the things that I've learned, that I know, with people who want to listen and whatever. And there's a lot of you guys listening. I love it, and thank you very much. We're going to meet a whole lot more because you know I have a nonprofit, and the whole purpose of that is to help people, maybe kind of in my own kind of way, to do what Dr. King's life was cut short for. Poor people can't, trying to help niggas make some money. That's all Dr. King was killed for, trying to help your ass make some money, or making the government understand that you are owed the money. You know? So, it's good shit. So we're going to talk about the Constitution. And, you know, coming from the perspective of being a native black or AKA African American, you know, everybody knows we got a whole different story. We got a whole different story than anybody in this country. Native Americans, we love them. They're beautiful. But give me a casino. Okay? And that's probably the only people we can even try to compare ourselves to. Right? They did them in, too, just like they did us in. They. It's all this race stuff. It's all the race that somebody said we were in when they decided the world was to be divided. They called it race. Okay? And that's why we all got different, we all part of a different race, and who's the race to win? And we see the white man won, right? But did he really win? I don't know. So, the Constitution in America, I wasn't here, but I could understand what they were trying to do. Find a place that they could be, the Founding Fathers, where they were free from prosecution, persecution, from dictatorship, from the whims of one man. I can understand why they did what they did. But sometimes it's not why you do what you do, it's the way in which you do it that fucks you up. it may take a long time for you to reap those consequences. And then you think you so good. And then you hire a nigga called Donald Trump. And then you see it all fall down. And you see all the weaknesses. Oh, my God, we can write them all down. All the weaknesses in the thing we call the Constitution. Because the Constitution was built on a principle of good men doing good things for a great country that they loved. It was about good men doing good things for a great country that they, as a group, loved. None of those folks, although, you know, I'm saying, okay, are we black? I'm giving white people credit today. They all had slaves. But just think about them. Because maybe that was the thing to do. It's like, I got weed, right? Every nigga got weed. Well, think about slaves as the weed back then. It wasn't a big thing. Everybody had it. But think about what they was trying to do. Good men with good ideas. This land, you know, if you can punk somebody, they did a little Donald Trumpism. They came over here and punked the Native Americans out of their shit. Yeah, we'll work with you until we don't. Bang, bang, nigga. Give it up. You know, you reap what you sow. All I can say. You know, my race of people, we reaping what we didn't even sow. So it's like, shit, damn, can I get some justice? Now, in 2020, we are seeing, you know, the weakness of the Constitution. Okay, so let's talk about the preamble. We know what the missions of the Founding Fathers. Those were good men with good ideas that wanted to see some shit happen for them and their families and their prosperity. Do ordain. They established this Constitution for the United States of America. And then they came up with different articles. So Section 1 of Article 1, this talks about the legislative powers. Okay, so Section 1 of Article 1, first thing, how are we, look, we got to have laws. How are we going to govern this land? So Section 1 starts right off. All legislative powers where therein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States. Okay, so the Congress, all the legislative powers are vested within the Congress. And the Congress shall consist of a Senate, them assholes right now governed by Trumpisms, and then a House of Representatives. Right? So that's Congress. It's both the Senate and the House of Representatives by the wonderful Nancy Pelosi. Okay, so that's Section 1, straight out. Legislative, Congress of the United States, okay, which consists of this and this. That's Section 1. Section 2 talks about the House. So the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year, right? So every second year by the people of the several states. Okay, so when we choose our house, it's not that electoral college bullshit. And the electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of state legislature. So that's how they do the electors and shit. No person shall be a representative who, okay, here's the age requirement. So basically, to be a representative in the House, you who shall not have attained age 25 or 7 years as a citizen. So, gotta be a citizen 7 years or 25 years old, both shall apply. And you have to live within the state for which you're chosen. Okay, so here's some other shit. This long, long shit. Representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within this union according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons. See, there you go. There you go. See, that lets you know right there. This shit ain't for you, nigga. Free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years. See, and all this shit I'm reading right here is in blue. So they're like, oh, that, we got to explain. For those of you that don't, All right, so here's the shit in blue. Representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states, which may be included within this union, according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed. 3/5 of all other persons. That would be you, Negro. The actual enumeration shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of Congress of the United States and within every subsequent term of 10 years, in such manner as they shall by direct law. So that sounds like the census, right? Every 10 years? The actual enumerations, that means like we're numbering, right? We're adding, we're numbering up. Shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress of the United States and within every subsequent term of 10 years in such manner as they shall by direct law. The number of representatives, yeah, right, right. So when they do the census, then that's how they determine the number of representatives. Okay, here we go. Let's get some civic shit. Let's learn about our goddamn country. Ah, feels so good. The number of representatives shall not exceed 1 for every 30,000, but each state shall have at least 1 representative. Okay? And until such enumeration shall be made, counting your ass, the state of New Hampshire shall be entitled to choose. And this is how choose was spelled in the Constitution back in those days. Choose, C-H-U-S-E. Entitled to choose 3, Massachusetts 8, Rhode Island and Providence plantations. Oh, that's beautiful. 1, and this is our Constitution I'm reading you folks. Connecticut 5, New York 6, New Jersey 4, Pennsylvania 8, Delaware 1, Maryland 6, Virginia 10, North Carolina 5, South Carolina 5, and Georgia 3. And this is our Constitution. I'm reading to you Article 1, Section 2. When vacancies happen in the representation of any state, the executive authority thereof shall issue writs of execution to fill such vacancies. So like if somebody dies or whatever, I think they can assign whoever. The House of Representatives shall choose, C-H-U-S-E, their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. Da 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 da. There you go. So, where does the House of Representatives get the power to impeach? The very last sentence of "Tell your teacher when you go to school tomorrow." The very last sentence of Article 1, Section 2, motherfucker. We're going to take a break. I got some new shit for you. Let's play some cool cats for you. While this cool cat is not currently wearing an astronaut diaper, he needs to go to the potty. We shall return. This is Young Nigga, and this is Just Ask a Nigga, and we are going over your beautiful United States of America. United States of America. I do love my country. I do. We are going over the Constitution on the week that little orange Cheeto is getting impeached. We shall return. Cow, cow, except for them three fifths niggas. Whoa. Imagine. God bless Abraham Lincoln. That's my nigga for life. God damn. How long was apartheid? Shit, fuck. There we go. That's our constitution, people. But you know what, black people? You are free. You are free. So you get to see what their intention was until somebody said, oh, wait a minute. All men are created equal. That goes against, and that's 13, 14, 15. Somebody's balls got in a wrangle. Because they're like, wait a minute. All men are created equal. We reading this Bible and stuff, and it just ain't jiving. I can't sleep at night. We need to end slavery. All right, so we did what we said, that last line on that old impeachment, old situation, right? So now we in Article 1, Section 3, talks about our Senate, right? Headed by that clown that I think he had a stroke, Mitch McConnell. Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state, chosen by the legislature thereof. We'll go into that later. For 6 years, and each senator shall have one vote. Immediately after, they shall be assembled in consequence of the first election. They shall be divided as equally as may be into three classes. The seats of the senators of the first class shall be vacated at the expiration of the second year. Of the second class, at the expiration of the fourth year. And the third class, at the expiration of the sixth year. So that one third may be chosen every second year. And if vacancies happen by resignation or otherwise during the recess of the legislature of any state, the executive thereof may make temporary appointments until the next meeting of the legislature, which shall then fill such vacancies. Our founding fathers had us covered. Okay, so this we still hear. No person shall be a senator who shall not have attained to the age of 30 years and been 9 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of the state for which he shall be chosen. Okay, so let me stop right here. Because it is so blatantly clear, right? Because we are a land, when you think about this Constitution, and everybody that this applies to, right? Everybody that this applies to, you obviously see it does not apply to Indians. They pulled them out. They pull the slave out. Everyone that this applies to, think about it, is technically an immigrant to America. Right? Because, just think about it, they are. Right? They come from over there on the British. Every motherfucker this applies to is an immigrant. Think about that in 2020. Second thing to think about, in the fucking words of the Constitution, when they qualify you as a leader here, there, a Senate, the House, da-da-da, they not only tell you how old you need to be, but they tell you or this amount of citizenship. There are a lot of ways to get citizenship. by coming over here like they did as a fucking immigrant and being here a while. So, in 2020, we got this bogus Cheeto motherfucker and his balding younger friend, Stephen Miller, telling immigrants that you're not good enough to come here where somehow I ended up. Look back the page, flip the pages. It's like the taxes we can't see, nigga. We can see your lineage. Everybody brought here is an immigrant. There were some of us here. There was black people here before Columbus, in quotes, came over. Of course, natives were here. Come on now. That's why white people in this country are so blind and so up each other's ass and so whatever. They're not even true to the documents that made this country, because it was obviously clear to the founding fathers that you didn't have to be born here to be a leader here, right? You had to be a certain age. And you had to be living here a certain amount of time. So these motherfuckers that's trying to totally disregard this beautiful document that were made by good men at that time that they were in, that said we are going to build this land based on our ideals and we're going to all agree to be upstanding, principled men and men, just no women back then. We're going to agree, men in wigs and heels. We're going to agree to be upstanding and agree on this set of principles. We the people, here are our laws that we set in place. Then you get 2020, 2019, 2016, this clown. After this upstanding black man, prizes, people love, all kinds of shit, all types of shit, you get this clown. In less than 2-4 years, about to fuck it all up? America needs to reevaluate America. White people in America need to reevaluate white people in America. Because there is nobody with brown skin, whether they Hispanic or black or any other brown color, making this happen, making this impeachment happen, making this situation in America today happen. So let's meet tomorrow for another hour. Talk about Section 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. We're going to end it tomorrow. And talk about the last day, I think, of our bros here defending this beautiful piece of paper, We the People, Articles 1 through 7. And remember, but it didn't include you. It excluded you at every point that I'm reading it. These are the words of the Constitution. It's excluding you, black person, at every stage along the line until we put you back in, thanks to our beautiful man, Abraham Lincoln. Okay, so, you know, knowledge is power, and this is our country. This is our country. Everybody living and born in America, this is our country, whether you're black, white, Asian, Mexican, whatever. Born here, this is our country. Now, I have the beautiful history of building the bitch through the ancestors that made me, but this is our country. This is a beautiful idea that we gotta fucking fight for, because there's idiots out there that are ready to fuck it up just so they can get some money. This is our country. Let's talk about the founding documents that made this motherfucker that will keep it standing when we know what the fuck we're supposed to do and fight against dumb motherfuckers. And, hey, guess what? Let's try to help each other, bring each other up. This is your nigga, your favorite nigga, and this is Just Ask a Nigga. Ah, let's see. Let's have something cool on our way out, and I love you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time.
Müdigkeit ist eine gute Voraussetzung für gezieltes Spielen.
Ja.
Die Straßen unserer Stadt. Jetzt zieht eure Nasen. Der Typ lässt sich ab. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Der Hippie-Bulle. Die Straßen unserer Stadt. Er zieht eure Nasen. Er zieht lässt sich ab. Stone Fungi, wo bist du? Hippie Bulle, wo drückst du? Stone Fungi, wo bist du? Happy Boiler World Cookdown!
Scheiße!
We the motherfucking people. Constitution. A couple more days. You know I love you. We the motherfucking people.